Now we're prepared to hear what he's going to say about these people. I drop down to verse 8. Behold, I will bring them from the north country and gather them from the coasts of the earth, and with them the blind and the lame, the woman with child and her that travaileth with child together, a great company shall return thither. Now, you would think that you could leave the blind and the lame aside, and if it's going to be a big undertaking to bring them, just bring the best ones, the best physical specimens. God says, nothing of the kind. I'm bringing them all. Now, he goes on, verse 9, they shall come with weeping, and with supplications will I lead them. I will cause them to walk by the rivers of waters in a straight way, wherein they shall not stumble, for I am a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn. Now, God never said that of any individual Israelite. It's Moses, my servant. He never said it of David. It's David, my servant. But the whole nation, when he speaks of them as a corporate body, God says, I'm a father to Israel, to the nation, but not to individual Israelites. Now, verse 10, hear the word of the Lord, O ye nations, and declare it in the isles afar off, and say, he that scattered Israel will gather him and keep him as a shepherd doth his flock. And I want to say to you today that I'm delighted to be able to be on radio stations, actually, that'll go around the world, and I'm able to say today what God says. I want the isles of the earth to hear it, and I want all mankind to hear it, that I scattered Israel. It was a judgment upon them, but I've loved them with an everlasting love, and I'm going to bring them back to that land. He judged them, but he loved them, and he'll bring them to that land. That is what you'd call the bittersweet of this passage here. All through here you have the note of joy, but you also have a note of sorrow. There is a Chinese dish called sweet sour, and that's what this passage is here. You have the sweet, and you have the sour. God says, I'm going to keep him, and I'm going to keep him like a shepherd doth his flock, and a shepherd really watches over his flock. Now, how will he do it? Verse 11, for the Lord hath redeemed Jacob, and ransomed him from the hand of him that was stronger than he. Now, God is not through saying what he will do. Verse 13, then shall the virgin rejoice in the dance, both young men and old together, for I will turn their mourning into joy, and I will comfort them, and I will make them rejoice from their sorrow, and I will satiate or satisfy the soul of the priests with fatness, and my people shall be satisfied with my goodness, saith the Lord. And I don't know, I feel like saying hallelujah and throw my hat in the air. This is what God says he's going to do for them. And let's let him say it, because that's what he wants to do. Now, their immediate condition is tragic. They rebelled against God. They are backsliding. Verse 22, how long wilt thou go about, O thou backsliding daughter? For the Lord hath created a new thing in the earth. A woman shall compass a man. Now, there are those that believe that this verse here refers to the virgin birth of Jesus. And I see no reason to rule that out.